A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Mem Gimel, Shabbos 43a. We're going to start on the facing page where the Mishnah is. So we're on Mem Beis Amid Beis 42b, pagination 84. You'll see the Mishnah midway on the page, towards the end of a line. And the Mishnah states, Ein nosnim kli tachas haner, you can't put a vessel underneath a lamp, lekabel bo es hashemen, to catch the oil that's dripping. What's the problem? The oil is muktzah. It's been designated for the lamp. When Shabbos began, you would not have been able to take any of that oil because it's been designated to burn. Now, for some reason, it's dripping. Maybe someone accidentally banged into the table and caused the thing to overflow. It's dripping. Maybe the vessel has a hole in it that it's just deteriorating. Whatever it is, there's oil dripping. This oil is muktzah. When you put a vessel underneath the lamp to catch the oil, you are going to be making the vessel that you put there underneath essentially a level of muktzah. It's not really muktzah because there's nothing muktzah about the vessel, the container that you're putting there, but because it's now holding oil that's muktzah, there's no way that you're going to be able to move the vessel without also moving the oil. And you're not allowed to move the oil, because the oil is muktzah. So in effect, by default, you've made the vessel stuck to its place because of the muktzah of the oil. Right? Says the Mishnah, V'im nasnua mebe'od yom mutter. If you put the vessel there from while it was still before Shabbos, no problem. Ve'eneosin mimenu, but you wouldn't be allowed to benefit from that oil. You'd be allowed to put the vessel there and let it sit there, but you can't use that oil, because at the time that Shabbos began, the oil was still designated for the lamp. It hadn't dripped out yet. Now, Rashi tells us that there are two approaches which we encounter in the Gemara, as to why you're not allowed to take a vessel, a container, and put it underneath the lamp. Take a look at Rashi, inner commentary, Masnisin, about midway on the page up and down. Ein nosnim b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to put there on Shabbos, kli tachas haner, a vessel underneath the lamp, lekabel bo shemen hametaftef, to catch the oil that's dripping, mishum d'shemen muktzahu, because the oil is muktzah. No problem. Here's reason number one, the one that we don't really go with. V'kosavar, the opinion is, ein kli nito b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a vessel on Shabbos, except for the purpose of something that is allowed to be moved. So you're moving this vessel for the purpose of oil that's muktzah. That's a no-no. That, on today's daf, the facing page, is Rabbi Yitzchak's ruling. And I'm just telling you, we don't go with that. We're not that restrictive. You would be allowed to take the vessel for the purpose of something that's not movable. The problem here is inami, or else a second reason. Kasavar, he holds, also levato kli mehechano. You're not allowed to nullify an item's mobility, to lock the container in place, because now it's holding muktzah that you're not allowed to do. Lahoshev kli b'makom shel yuchal od litlo, to put something in a way that you'll never be able to move it again during Shabbos, have a kaveya lo makom, it's like putting it in place, locking it in place, or mechabro betit, and cementing it with mortar into its place. V'dami l'malacha, it's similar to malacha. What kind of malacha? Some sort of bonus, soser, building, destroying. You're locking the item in place so that it can't be used anymore. Good? Take a look at the Gemara, and you'll see how this plays itself out. We'll just continue the first case of the Gemara back in the main text. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista said, you're not allowed to put a vessel underneath the chicken when it's laying the egg. Why not? Because then the vessel won't be able to be moved because it's holding mukta, and by moving it, you're moving the mukta, right? But if the chicken laid the egg and you're worried it's going to break, you're allowed to put a vessel over the egg, shaloti shava, so that it shouldn't break. Clearly, you're moving the container for the purpose of the mukta, but you're not allowed to move the container in a way that the mukta goes into it and therefore locks it in place. Once you've seen this Rashi and you think this all through, I'll share with you a quick brain teaser. Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach was asked why you're allowed to use a paper towel on Shabbos, a disposable paper towel. They said, aren't you being mevatel kli mehechano? Aren't you taking a vessel, the paper towel, and you're destroying it on Shabbos? And you told me that you're not allowed to take a vessel, put it underneath the chicken to get the egg, because then that vessel is nullified. You're not allowed to ruin an object on Shabbos. So you use a paper towel, you're ruining an object on Shabbos. Okay? And Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach answered that in this context, when we're talking ruining an object, there is no such prohibition of ruining an object. That's not the prohibition over here. You want to discuss that? We'll discuss that. Are you allowed to shatter a glass on Shabbos? We'll discuss that. That's not what's happening in this Gemara. What's happening is that you have an existing vessel that remains a vessel, and you're cementing it in place. But when you have a paper towel and you use the paper towel, you are mechale it. You're destroying it. There is no object here that's now cemented into place. The prohibition here is what? Is bona, is soser, it's building it, it's adhering it, it's destroying its mobility, locking it into place. Destroying the object? That's a whole different discussion. We have to discuss that. You're allowed to eat food on Shabbos, even though after you eat it, it won't be usable anymore. I mean, you have to know when that prohibition applies. But this is not about destroying an object. It's about locking an item into place so that it can't be used. And the way that's being done, which you're not allowed to do, is putting mukta into it, because then when you move it, you're moving the mukta too. Let's move on to today's
Locking the vessel in a place where you're not supposed to be?
No, it doesn't matter.
You're locking it in place. Move it anymore,
but when we mukta. Put...
It has the oil in it, and the oil is mukta. It has the egg in it, and the egg was just laid, so the egg is mukta. So now the vessel can't be moved, even though the vessel is not really mukta. But the vessel can't be moved because with it you're going to be moving its contents.
When we put the Shabbos candles on a tray,
before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos, yeah.
Yeah. And that tray, by the way,
it's also
is real mukta.
Right.
That's not just what we're describing here as if you're locking it into place. That's real mukta. Because the entire Bein HaShemashos, the entire time from sunset to nightfall, it had candles on it. Mm-hmm. That's real mukta. This is not real mukta. It's just, I won't be able to move the container because with it I'll be moving the real mukta. It's a fascinating nuance here, mm-hmm. And that's what the Gemara is talking about.
You mean it doesn't become mukta, the plate itself?
The object, let's say a non-Jew would come.
You can't change its status.
Let's say a non-Jew would come and flip the egg out of the container. Either a medieval, malicious non-Jew, or a worker. He takes the egg out. Right? The vessel is not mukta. It never became mukta. But by putting it in that place, You're locking it in place. It's like you're cementing it in place because halachically, right? Hands off! Halachically, you're not allowed to move it now. So it's a halachically cemented into place. Today's daf, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, 43a, pagination 85, about six lines down in the middle of the line. Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef said, Hainu taima de Rav Chista, what's the logic of Rav Chista? Mishum de kamavatal kali meheichano, because you are nullifying an item from its use, from its mobility, from its ability to move it around. And as Rashi explained, it's like locking it in place. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Esvei Abaya, Abaya said, and we'll see here, the Gemara has a bunch of challenges to this principle. Chavish shel tevel, if you have a barrel of produce that was not tithed. Shenishbara, it broke. Mevi kliacha maneach tachtea, you're allowed to put another vessel there to catch its contents, even though it's untithed, and theoretically it's muktza. Barrel of wine, broke on Shabbos. You bring another one and you try to catch it. It's muktza. Amale, tevel muchan hu etzal Shabbos. You're not understanding untithed produce properly, because it's not muktza. Shem ova v'tikno, if a guy would do the tithe on Shabbos incorrectly, mesukon, it would work. And therefore, it's not considered definitively muktza. Try another one. Nosnim kli tachas an elekabel nitzotzos. You're allowed to put a vessel underneath a lamp in order to catch its sparks. Suddenly it started sparking, you're worried it's going to catch fire, you put a metal underneath so that the sparks should hit the metal instead of hitting your wood. Omer Avuna Berei de Rav Yeshua, Nitzotzos Ein Behem Mamish. Sparks? Sparks don't nullify an item. Sparks don't have any essence. They're there, but they're not going to make anything muktza. V'chein Korosh and Ishpura, you have a beam that broke. Somchem Olei Abasaf Sala Baruchas Amita, you're allowed to take a stool and put it into place so that the beam should not cave in on you. It should stop its downward deterioration. And the Gemara answers, Derafi. You have to put it in only loosely, only in a way that you're protecting yourself in case it would continue to drop. De'iboy shokile. Only in a way. You're only allowed to do it in a way that you're still able to take it. You're not allowed to wedge it in. Then, if the thing drops more, eventually it might actually lock the thing in place. But that's not what you did. One more. Nosnim kli tachas hadlapa Shabbos, you're allowed to put a vessel by a drip. The hurricane caused a leak. You put a vessel there and catch the drip. And the Gemara says, yeah, it must be a dlap haroi. It must be a drip that is able, it's potable water, because if it wasn't, you would indeed be making the vessel unusable on Shabbos. In the final case, which we don't really have time for, I'll just say it orally, to put a basket in front of the birds so that they could climb into their coop, since the birds are on the vessel, it might be considered that you're locking the vessel in place, but since it's so temporary, and at any moment you could shoo the birds off, so that's not considered a problem, and you haven't done anything to lock the basket into place. Yasher koach, agud chodesh, have a wonderful day. Kol tov, thanks for joining.